Welcome to the Endless Honeymoon Podcast.
I'm your host, Mrs. Moshe Kasher.
And I am your other host, Father Moshe Kasher. It's Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day, honey.
Now, Natasha, do you want to tell them the beautiful accolade that you gave me at the breakfast table this morning, or should I?
I don't know why you thought that was so offensive.
It was funny, but it was definitely offensive. She said, our kid was sitting there and she's like, well, why don't we say something we like about daddy? She said, I like that daddy always focuses on his own desires and things that bring him pleasure without regard for anyone else.
No, I didn't say it like that.
How do you think you said it?
Like that you never let anything get in the way of your hobbies and your fun.
And then she looked at me.
And I think it's good.
And she looked at me and I go, no, it's inspiring.
Yeah, like I wanted her to model that.
It felt mildly like a critique.
Well, if it was, that's my problem.
Well, speaking of critiques, Natasha, we discussed a few weeks ago whether or not I should charge my mother a service fee for a hot tub swap. And let me just say this. Not even toothbrush gate.
You love your mom so much too. That's why this is so weird. You're so close with your mom.
Not even since toothbrush gate, where I was dragged over the coals by our listenership. It doesn't even compare. At least with toothbrush gate, I had some nasty yellow tooth motherfuckers that were like, I like sharing a toothbrush. Every 10th comment was like some gross Burning Man person saying, I think Natasha's tripping. The closest I got to a supportive position on my perspective was one comment said, used hot tubs are nasty anyway. That's as close as someone came.
So if you're not caught up, it's Moshe doesn't want to, you know, gift his mother our old hot tub. He wants to charge her for it.
Here's what it came down to. We bought
his disabled mother who needs
it. You always bring up her disability as if
she just needs to soak.
As if that's germane to whether or not
it would help her joints.
You mean, oh, I thought you meant her deafness. You're talking about her hips and knees?
Yeah.
She needs to soak to get her arthritic knees soaked on. My position was, I mean, I love my mom, but I don't just buy her things because she wants them. She has her own money where she can buy them. And I'm just like operating as a hot tub broker because I know more about hot tubs. But Natasha said, why don't you just buy your mom the fucking hot tub, right?
No, not even buy it for her. Just give her your old one without charging her for your old one.
Well, what if I found
out? That's pretty sad, Moshe.
Well, the listeners strongly agree with you. They strongly agree with you. We got a number of emails. My Instagram comments are filled with people making fun of me, lambasting me. And it's starting to hurt a little bit. But I thought maybe we could read a few of them.
Okay, you want to read one?
Yeah. Here's one that says, Moshe, after all the shit you gave her when you were an Oakland gangbanger. Now, let me just say, if you haven't read my book, I was not a gangbanger. Read my book. I mean, the book is about me being a wannabe. I was definitely not a gangbanger. But his point is well made, that I put my mother through hell when I was a teenager. 30 years ago. So I think I've paid my debts at this point. But he says, give her the hot tub, man. Okay, great. Gotcha. The next one starts to get a little personal. This person says, on this episode of the Endless Honeymoon Podcast in which Moshe defends his position to sell his mother a broken hot tub. Okay. Already a dishonest framing of the argument. A broken hot tub?
I didn't even think of that. You are trying to sell her one. It sucks. The top sucks.
I ordered a new top.
But not so for her.
Yeah.
You were going to give her the broken, busted
no, I wasn't.
One
Whoever.
And charge her for it.
You think I was going to, what, keep
your beloved mother, who you love, who lives 0.3 miles away from you.
Who, when I was a gangbanger, I used to bring Crips over and do drive-bys from her Toyota Camry.
I'm just saying, Moshe.
Okay.
It's
first of all.
It's an odd instinct.
it's okay. I can cop to some of that, but I just say that this particular person lost all credibility when they said broken hot tub. No hot tub was broken. I finally understood the thing that Natasha always says about Moshe being a good arguer. Okay, thank you. A little bit of praise. Although he basically intentionally misses the point in order to win the argument. Now that sounds like the...
Ooh, is that what you do?
That's what this person says, and that sounds like the language of someone that loses a bunch of arguments to me. That sounds like a loser language. Okay, but Moshe in this ep says, so every time my mom wants something, I should have to buy it for her? And that's literally not what Natasha is saying, you silly goose. Okay, that's cute, I guess, you call me a silly goose. You're not buying her a hot tub. You were about to have an extra hot tub and the extra one was broken. You don't, listen, lady, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. None of what you're saying is true. Go back and listen to the episode. Let me break down what was going on, okay? We have a hot tub. It's not broken. It works. The top is definitely broken, but I've ordered a new top.
For yourself.
For the tub that's there. There's only one tub that exists in our ownership circle right now. And it's there and it works and it's not broken and the top is broken, yes, but there's a new one coming. I was not going to keep the fixed hot tub top. I was going to obviously include that in the sale because I'm a good guy. Okay, we got one working one. My mom says, I love your working hot tub that isn't broken. My disabled mom. She says, I want a hot tub. I say, Mom, I will start looking on the internet for a hot tub for you because I like to troll Craigslist for things until I find a really good deal. I found a really good deal. I go, oh my God, Mom, I found a really good deal, but this one is really big. It's too big for you. But it would actually work for Natasha because we've got a kid and we sometimes have guests, right? So I will go purchase.
Honey, no one agrees with you even if you like bore us with all the details.
Okay, fine. Okay. You're not buying her. Okay, you're about to buy an extra hot tub and the extra one was broken. No, it wasn't. Asking your mother to buy it seems a little stingy. Team Tosh, as usual. Love you both. All right. Well, I love you too, you silly goose. Do you want to read a couple? Do you want me to just keep going?
You can just keep going.
Definitely agree with Natasha. Just give your mom the hot tub, especially if you were going to get rid of it anyway. # don't be a pig bottom. Now, again, okay, I guess I know a pig bottom is like a greedy bottom. I guess so. That makes sense. But, okay. Where did people get the impression I was going to throw something away? I was never going to throw anything away. Nothing was broken. This isn't, people heard it and had an emotional reaction because moms elicit emotion. And they were like, give it to mama. They're like Italian people. Like, I love my mom. But they're not, they missed actual details because of the momness of it. All right. It's Father's Day, by the way.
Okay, honey, any more?
Sure. Moshe and Natasha, on the hot tub, I'm a big Moshe defender here. Oh, but here. I can't go with you this time, he says. Oh, no. To me, what makes it odd is that you're using her money to cover your own cost. I would understand if she was the one insisting to pay out of pride, but if you have what is ostensibly an extra hot tub, why not just give it to her? There is no extra hot tub. There's no extra hot tub. I don't understand why people heard it that way. There's not an extra hot tub.
You want to buy a different one?
No.
So then you have an extra one.
No, no. The only reason I'm even looking is because my mom wanted one. Oh, there's another point this person makes. I think the comparison of if I buy her a hot tub, am I supposed to buy her a diamond is classic slippery slope thinking. All right, that's fair. Okay, I actually give that to you. Doing one nice thing doesn't necessarily create an expectation of doing infinite nice things. A free hot tub is the kind of gift only a loved one or the lottery can give. Love the show. Okay, slippery slope. I'm with you on that. Listen, I've been roundly chastised. I get it, I guess. I'll fucking buy my mom a hot tub, I guess, if I see a good deal on one.
Thank you.
Okay, you guys win. Okay, I won't brush my teeth with Natasha's toothbrush. I won't not buy my mom a hot tub if I see a really good deal on Craigslist on a Facebook marketplace. Now, I know a lot of people are going to be writing in and asking us about the new set, and they're going to be begging for details, but you don't get them, okay? This is private. Why are we in front of a surfboard with an entirely new setup? None of your business. But you might see this setup more. Tell us what you think. We were thinking about experimenting with a different look once in a while. You know, it's like, why not?
It's like Moshe's style.
It kind of is my style a little bit. Natasha, I was thinking, if you were down, if you felt down for this, that maybe we could do a telephone call where we give advice to someone.
Let's do it.
Hey, Tosh.
Yeah, Mosh.
You know what the most annoying thing by far about veterinarians is?
That it's almost like they like hijack you and like you pay them any amount of money to keep your dog alive.
Well, the prices can be rough, but the most annoying thing to me is no matter what you do when you call a veterinary office, they're like, "We think you should bring it in. Bring it in."
It's like a form of extortion.
100%. And that's why Fuzzy has come along to take away that extortion and allow you the opportunity to get a telehealth visit with your vet online. This is a phenomenal idea.
Ever spend hours Googling what's up with your dog? Everything from why is my cat why are they sneezing so much? What happens if you eat a stick of butter? Our child is constantly telling me things at the dog. She's like, "Mom, the dog just had like some raw coconut. That's bad, right?
And if you
should
look,
I give her more?"
Yeah, if you look it up, it's just like a panic fest. Fuzzy has come along. It's a telehealth service for pet parents that offer 24/7 access to personalized pet care from veterinary professionals. I love this idea.
From everyday questions to middle of the night emergencies, Fuzzy has the answers pet parents need through live chat and virtual vet consultations available to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Fuzzy can answer your pet questions, big and small, urgent and every day.
This is so awesome.
No, it really is great. And like, I want a doc. See, this is like, I want a doctor like this for everything.
100%. But vets more than anything, because they're always like, "We can't answer that. Bring
I know. The pet in." We must do a $9,000 blood panel to see if your dog's going to make it.
100%. But you want to know when your pet is in an emergency. That's what Fuzzy's perfect for. You call in, they say this is a non-emergency, or you call in, they say, "Yeah, bring it to an emergency vet right now." It's just what the world needs. Right now, Fuzzy is offering our listeners a free 7-day trial membership. Go to yourfuzzy.com/honeymoon today to sign up.
That's a free 7-day trial and access to exclusive member discounts on pet meds, supplements, food, and more at yourfuzzy.com/honeymoon. And also, we need this.
100%.
We're using this for our three dogs.
I will be calling Fuzzy probably today. Again, yourfuzzy.com/honeymoon for your free trial of Fuzzy with access to 24/7 personalized pet care and vet recommended products.
You have to see what's up with Pablo's eye.
I'm going to do it right now. Okay, we are going to call Allie in College Station, Texas.
Hello.
Allie, what's happening?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I like your guys' surfboard.
Thank you very much. It's a debut. You're actually the first guest ever to get advice in front of this surfboard. So this is kind of a big deal for you. Now, Allie, another big deal for you. I've actually been to College Station, Texas.
You have?
Yeah.
What in the hell? What were you doing here?
You know, this is really going to fuck your brain. I have family in College Station, Texas. I used to anyway. I think they've moved away. But I have actually step family in College Station, Texas. That was the very family that once took us on a trip to Oklahoma, and a man in my step family asked my brother and I if we had accepted Jesus yet. I thought the "yet" part was very presumptuous. It wasn't, "Have you accepted Jesus? Is that something you're considering?" It's, "Have you gotten there yet?" And also on that very same trip, we were driving, my brother and I, trying to find a movie theater, and a man in a pickup truck stopped, and we said, "Do you know where the movie theater is?" And he said, "You just drive down the road, and then when it stops, you turn left, and then when that stops, you will be at the movie theater." And I always thought that was a very Oklahoma way to... Is this not a good story? It's not. All right, Allie.
Well, I mean, that's how it is in you know...
In life.
Yeah.
That's how directions work.
Yeah, but you're fascinating, honey.
Thank you so much. Allie, we find you fascinating as well. Why did you call today?
That's like the perfect way to describe College Station, by the way, is "Have you accepted Jesus?" in my experience.
Yes. I see that you have a Vacation in Hell poster. What is that? Are you like the one kind of anti-God person in College Station?
I have to keep it like in contained in my apartment. So don't get like murdered or whatever, but or converted. But it's just like it's a Flatbush Zombies album cover thing.
Cool. So you're the coolest person in College Station.
No, I I don't know how to like rope cows or anything yet. So
Natasha, cool. You might want to tell her a little something about that.
I would never rope a cow. Give me a break.
I don't want to either. That's the problem.
I mean, you've got to find a better way, honey.
Well, listen, Texas, other than the religiosity of College Station, is fucking nailing it right now. So let's move into you. Why did you contact us?
So I need some relationship advice. It's like relationship and family advice at the same time. I have this boyfriend who we were together in like 2018. We dated for a year. We broke up for about a year and a half. And then now we're sort of back together again, even though he still lives in Phoenix. And my mom is like, oh, puppy. My mom is just like so rude to him and about him. And I don't know like how to approach it, because I've already told her multiple times, like, this person is very kind to me. Like, he treats me well. We love each other.
What's her problem? What does she want for you? What doesn't he have?
So she doesn't like the fact that we just come from like totally different backgrounds. Like I have two lawyers. My parents are both lawyers. They're both like,
you're as close as it comes to being a Jew in College Station, Texas.
Oh, I am.
You are.
I'm a Jew.
Oh my God, a Jew in College Station. This is like a Chaim Potok short story. Okay.
Yeah, I'm a Jew. My dad is like a Russian Jew. My mom's family is Sicilian, actually.
Got it.
And his family, they're like fifth generation Americans from Missouri. He grew up in a trailer park. His parents are like super, didn't graduate high school.
Got it.
And
so your mom's kind of like looking down on him is like trash.
Yeah, exactly.
Got it.
And have you dated guys like him before?
No.
Has she approved of other boyfriends you've had?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Now, is it just full classism, or is there something about him that actually is like untoward or unkempt? Like, is there any legitimacy to what she's her critique? Is he crushing Natty Light cans on his forehead at Thanksgiving, or what's?
His dad does that. His dad actually has this like designated. He has a designated Bush Light lunchbox that he carries around with him. That's not a joke. He's a mad chiller.
Wait, honestly. Hold on. Moshe just guessed like the most horrifying thing, and you're like, oh yeah, that's like
His dad.
That's his dad. I'm kind of with your mom on this one. I don't know about fifth generation Mississippi trailer trash.
And Natasha's kind of like a Bernie in the booth and a Wintour in the streets. You know what I mean? She's not going to give you, she's your mom, basically. She's an Italian snob.
No, but I don't really like that your mom is like making you feel uncomfortable. Like when I think of my kid, if she brought someone home eventually that I really didn't like, I don't know. I would try to be open about it. You know, I wouldn't be outright rude.
She's like, this is Tyler. And he's like, what's up? Def Leppard rules. Ugh. Kind of a thing. Is that a pretty good impression of your boyfriend?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, sounds like him.
No, he's super polite and like, he's a little bit shy because my parents are like, I'm intimidated by them. Like, he should be too.
So how do we get her to stand up to her mom?
Well,
because here's the thing,
tried.
What'd you say?
I've tried. I have told her, like, the thing is like, we went to the same college. Like, we both have degrees from the same university. He makes more money than I do. And so it's kind of like ridiculous that she's got these biases. And to be fair, like, he does look like a Harley Davidson guy. Like, he's super tall and has this like big old beard and like a tattoos.
Oh, it's I see. Things, but he looks like a rocker, and she's decided he's like bad news. Got it. But you guys went to the same college. You both got a degree from there. Although his was in TIG welding, right? Isn't that right? And rocking out. Didn't he minor in rocking out? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
he kind of did, actually. Yeah.
I do have a question for you. why does your mom get so much opportunity to be rude to him? Like, you've said you've tried talking to her. She won't respect that boundary. That's not a boundary she'll respect, right? And that's something that lots of our moms do. And then you got to decide, like, am I going to cut my mom out of my life? Obviously not. So now what do I do with the fact that she won't respect the boundary? So how do you reconfigure this relationship where she doesn't have the opportunity to be rude to him? Like, are you bringing him around a lot? Do you live with your parents? No.
Like, my parents live in Arizona. I live in Texas. My mom's just like fucking million. She's just like everywhere all the time. She calls me all the time. I mean, does this to my little brother too. So it's not just me, but she's just,
sounds like you guys are close.
We are actually pretty close, but she's just like this. And I try to be like, listen, Sharon, you got to like dial it back a little bit because this is uncool.
Her name is so close to Karen too. It's got to hurt a little bit, right? I have the solution here.
Okay, good.
I think I have the solution. Do you have some thoughts, Natasha?
No, you go ahead.
I think you have to, basically, it's time for you to punish Sharon. The time has come where you have to become the adult in the situation. She won't respect your boundary. That's immature. That's very immature. She's decided that this guy's bad news or trash or just not worth you or whatever.
And you've told her that you both have degrees. You know, it's irrational.
She's made that decision.
Yeah.
And she's not going to change from that position. And it's time for you to set a real boundary. And it goes a little something like this. Sharon.
Are you going to rap?
Yeah. It goes a little something like this. Sharon, your name is close to Karen, but I am no longer Karen about your staring at my beau because I'm his hoe, you know? Yeah.
So you think she needs to just say to her mom, listen, you're making me feel bad. I like him. He's cool. You don't want to be open to it. So we're just going to spend a little less time around you then.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen. I think this is what I would do. This is what I would recommend. Sharon, mom, I've asked you not to say negative, disparaging things about this guy because I love him. It doesn't matter to me that you don't like him. That's immaterial. You won't respect that boundary. So as a result, I'm going to take that part of our relationship off the table. I'm not going to tell you information about my boyfriend anymore. I'm not going to share that part of myself with you anymore because you're not making it safe for me to do that. I'm still your daughter. I still love you. And we can talk about literally everything else. But when you ask me, how's your boyfriend? I'm just going to say, mom, we already talked about this. We don't discuss that. Just take that out. So she doesn't ever have the opportunity to talk about it. Will she go with that easily? No. She'll say, oh, you're going to, yeah, you cut me out of that. You love life. I know she's not the Jewish one, but you know, whatever. I'm sort of making her that, you know, what would the Italian person do?
No, but that's good.
I'm your mama. You cut me out of your life. After all the
cologne. They would say the same thing.
Yeah, right. So you just say, until you can learn how to be positive about him because you're not dating him. Are you, mom? Are you fucking him? No. So until you can learn how to be positive, I'm just not going to talk to you about my love life because you haven't made it an opportunity. That's what I think happens. You set the boundary and then the hard part starts. We have to actually not talk about your boyfriend to your mom.
Yeah.
Do you live at home?
No. My parents live in Arizona.
Oh, right, right. Okay.
Texas.
I was confused by your posters on the wall.
I live in Texas. I'm working here. The problem is, like, I just had this conversation with her today because I need to get out of here. Like, I came to Texas for, like, after I graduated undergrad because I needed to go back to school.
You came to Texas to get your shoulders ripped, and now they are, and you're ready to go back to Arizona, right? You've done push-ups the entire time you were there, and
pretty much,
yeah.
I came here to go to paramedic school. And now I want to go back home because I miss Arizona and I hate it here. And I was like telling her that I wanted to move back home, not home to like my family's home. I would die, but just like back to Phoenix. I miss my friends. And she was like, oh, so you're just giving up.
Oh yeah. One of those.
And
moms.
So that's what prompted me to write. That's what prompted me to write in. So I was like, okay.
But I mean, that's not a very evolved way. Imagine saying that to your child.
Yeah, I can't. that's why I'm trying to figure out how to like respectfully approach the conversation with her, because she's like, you're just gonna move back, marry him, and just give up. I was like,
as opposed to what? Seizing your destiny in College Station? I'm not.
Well, she's clearly like, you know, trying to have you live the life that she couldn't have.
100%.
Maybe she felt that she gave up, and you know, and you're now.
I mean, I'm not giving. Sorry.
No, it's just hard because, you know, you want to live your own life that has nothing to do with anyone else's dreams and desires for you, right? Like, don't you want to just do your own thing? But you can't help it because people want you to, they want to correct things in their life through you, and they see you as this conduit.
I mean, moms do this thing where they have this vision of what you're supposed to be, and then they also have this presumptuousness that because they're your mother, fathers do it too, parents do it, because they're your parent and they raised you and they did all this stuff for you, they have carte blanche to talk to you however they want for the rest of their lives. And like, I think that, what are you, 28?
I'm 30.
30, yeah. It's like, that's like the, to me, that's 30, 28, 29, 30 is like go time on realizing, oh no, I'm actually a fucking adult. Like full on, I'm grown up now. And I don't have to take that kind of communication. I'm not recommending cutting people out of your life. Obviously you love your mom, you're not going to do that anyway. But at 30, it's like, I'm my own person. And so I can start to slice these little fish hooks of emotional, passive-aggressive baggage that my parents have been embedding in me, and just say, I'm not living my life for you. What business is it of yours if I give up? But, I'm 30 now.
I will say one of the issues with doing that is that you might talk to them less.
That's true. There are consequences to every action, but that's 100% true. You're right, Natasha. It might become a, your mom doesn't sound full-on abusive, but it sounds like she likes to dance around the zone, you know.
But also, like, it's very hard as like the, what'd you say,
the intensity, like the Italian mother, right? I think that's the whole vibe, is like the emotional abuse light.
Yeah
But also trying to like live through your kids, like the things that I'm most passionate about for my child are like music lessons and being bilingual, of which I don't have either. I don't speak any other language and I don't play an instrument, but I'm like, it's very important that she learns to play an instrument. And it's also very important that she learns to be bilingual from a very young age. But I'm just trying to like do what I wanted, you know? So I think that, yeah, you know, just having empathy as much as you can for her when you speak with her and communicate with her, and just let her know that you're on your own path, and you know, but you really do respect her and you like that you're close, and you know, but what Moshe said, then
it's simple language though. It's like, I love you, mom, but I don't want to talk about that with you anymore. I love you, mom, but I don't want to talk about my career path is my own. My love life is my own. Until you start fucking my Harley Davidson white trash ninth generation Missouri gutter slag from the 8 mile version of St. Louis suburbs.
Wait, do you think that like there is like actually like echelons to reach, like in like third generation, fourth generation trailer trash?
No,
like like my family's been living in trailers and trailer parks for like.
Oh, you think there's like a hierarchy of like how? I mean, like everything. I mean, working class people are proud of being working class, just like rich, fancy, you know, classist people are proud of their like pedigree. Everybody's proud. I've always like, I cling to the fact that. That my family grew up poor and we were on welfare growing up, because it rings of authenticity and a life of the opposite of privilege. I'm sure your boyfriend's kind of like that too, right? Like
Well, does that help you at all? You can use some of these scripts.
Yeah, I will.
The bigger lesson here is not your mom or what you say to your mom. The bigger lesson here is you figuring out that like your mom doesn't have the right to have any input anymore. She only has the right to love you and be loved. She doesn't have the right to give. At 30, all of it is snipped. Unless she's paying your bills, all of it is snipped. Like, you shouldn't get to weigh in on your life decisions unless you want her advice. That's very difficult because, you know, they think they can and you think they're allowed to, but they're not allowed to. You're allowed to at 30 say, like, Mom, mind your own business. Mom, don't talk about my lover like that. Mom, don't talk about my life choices like that. I'm 30. I don't need input here. I get that you're Italian and that's difficult, but go make a fucking cannoli or something and leave me the fuck alone.
That's the problem. Yeah. The boundaries just don't exist with like the Italian relatives, specifically the mom. Cause like, yeah, I'm not giving up in any regard. Like, I'm going to go to grad school and stuff. I just need to focus on talking to her about that, I guess.
Hey, we're not your mom. We don't care what you do with your life. You can throw it away by being a paramedic if you want. If you want to do something bullshit, like save people who have been in grisly car wrecks, like, you go ahead and throw your life away. We don't give a shit. But I think, like, regardless of whether you're going to grad school, you're allowed to be a loser. That's your decision. It's not your mom's decision. It's your life. And that, I really think when you turn 30 is when you start saying that to yourself, like, oh, it's mine now. Fully mine. My parents aren't involved. Anyway, Natasha?
Yeah. I think we've given you good advice.
Keep doing push-ups. Grab those longhorn steer by the horns and you can, your shoulders will continue to be in impeccable shape, and go find this guy on a Harley.
I regret wearing this.
Okay, good luck.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
You're awesome. Jew in College Station, Texas. Never thought I'd hear the day. Have you accepted the Torah yet?
Oh, God. I'll start asking people that.
I dare you. You won't make it back to Arizona alive. All right, good luck.
Nope. Thank you.
Hey, Tosh.
Yamosh.
You know what I used recently?
What?
ZocDoc. I love this service. ZocDoc is the best.
ZocDoc is a free app that shows you doctors who are patient reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. And let me also add, on the side of town that you feel like driving to.
No, 100%. I love when we get an ad that comes through for our podcast when I'm like, I was already using this product in my actual life. ZocDoc makes my life so much easier.
Well, you turned me onto it. And when you turned me onto it, I was like, oh, life can actually, this is something that technology has reaped that's actually beneficial.
And this is from a hardcore technophobe. I mean, here's the thing. What did you used to do? You'd Google a doctor's office. They would give you one doctor's office. You'd call. They go, yeah, we've got an appointment for you on the 27th of March, 15 months from now. Now you put in what your need is. Oh, okay, I've got shingles. And shingles doctor comes up, how far they are, what their reviews are, and what appointments they have. And you can look through multiple offices and get an appointment sometimes the same day or the next day.
And what makes so much sense is, like, you know, you have a general practitioner, but then you also have, all they tell you to do is go to a specialist for every single thing. You need gynecologist, you need mammogram, you need everything.
I need a gynecologist and a mammogram.
But I'm just saying, everything is specialized anyway, so you might as well find someone that's close to you when you can see it.
How are you getting the message? Them. We love ZocDoc. We'd like you to try it out. Go to ZocDoc.com/honeymoon, download the ZocDoc app for free, and then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. And many of these appointments are available within 24 hours.
Find the doctor that's right for you and book an appointment that works for your schedule.
ZocDoc is a free app that shows you doctors that are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them.
That's ZocDoc.com/honeymoon, ZocDoc.com/honeymoon. Well, I think we helped her.
Yeah, I mean, God, it's hard with moms, isn't it? I mean, I'm just so lucky. My mother has a lot of issues. She's a fucking complete bum when it comes to hot tubs. That's for damn sure.
Your mom is funny because in our group text, she's always like, what is this? Any typo, it's like, what is this? What is this? And then it's like a typo. She's like, what is typo? Like, you have to, like, completely, like, explain everything to her often.
But as a result of that...
In a group text.
As a result of that spirit, that joie de vivre, and that kind of...
she's never heard of a typo?
No, I mean, she's got a language barrier, honey. Right. She's not a native English user. She's a native ASL user. And has more pronounced ADD than any human being I have ever encountered in my entire life. But all that said, she's got tons of issues and she drives me crazy, but she is never passive aggressive. She's just, that's just not what she does. She doesn't comment negatively on my life or my behavior in like roundabout ways designed to make me feel like shit. I just don't get any of that from her, and I'm super grateful.
Yeah. That sounds nice.
Yeah. It's not quite the vibe.
Yeah, I hope I'm like that.
Yeah. I think it's super important. Cause you can literally hand your kids a complex. It's like you start the complex when they're a little kid. By the time they're 30, they don't realize they're living their own lives. They think that they still owe you emotional fealty about their love life. It's like, what possible business is it of yours who I'm fucking?
Your mom never talked to you about that stuff?
Never. About my lovers? Going like, they seem like bad news to me. Never. Never. And I get it that's not abnormal for your mom to weigh in on your love life, but it's like, at 30, I'm just like, it's me now. I'm grown. What happens when they die? What do they think is going to happen? Your life will fall apart without their needling, passive-aggressive advice? I mean, it's...
You could be dating some woman who was like, you know, siphoning money from you, and your mom would be like, I love you. You're so beautiful. Thank you for being a part of our family.
These crotchless panties would look nice on you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe my mom's not discerning in that way, but I don't need my mom to figure out my love life for me. If I do, then I'm not a grown up when it comes to dating. If I need my mom to figure out if someone's a dirtbag.
What if she has wisdom, though?
Then I'll go to her for her wisdom. That's what being an adult is. I request advice. I'm not required to accept a tsunami of unsolicited advice just because I'm related to a person.
All right.
That's what I think. What do you think?
I mean, I think that it's hard because, you know, sometimes your parents have like a sixth sense about people too.
Or about you. They really know you and kind of your patterns and
so
stuff like
you
that.
Know, I'm trying to put myself in this position where I'm like, if I had already seen people like that and knew what was going to happen, and then my daughter is with someone, I'm like, the same thing happened to me. Like,
well, no, you're
so it's hard, you know?
No, you're right in that, like, it's very difficult to figure out if your mom's being a busybody or if they see something you don't.
Yes.
But in this case, based on the information this person provided us with, because we were kind of like fishing around to see if this dude had some red flags, and it didn't sound like he did. He sounded like a nice person. It just sounded like classism, classic. We're lawyers. Their family is not our type, dear.
Right. Well, I mean, you certainly don't want to pick your mate based on someone your mom thinks would be nice for you.
I just want my mom to get horny when she sees my lover, too. But that's what it comes down to. Honestly, when I hear this stuff, I think, oh, the mom, what is the mom? The mom wants her to fuck someone else? The mom's like, oh, you shouldn't fuck that person, fuck this person?
I think it's about not wanting to make the mistakes that she made.
I don't know. I heard it differently than you because they're both lawyers. So it's like she wasn't some loser that was like, I'm not that lawyers are infinitely happy people. I'm just saying it sounded just like straight up these people aren't good enough for my daughter. And my daughter, and not only that, my daughter's not good enough for my daughter. She's just a paramedic in Texas. She's going to marry this trashy guy from Missouri. It just sounded like pure, like, you should be different. You should be more like me energy.
Yeah, you're right. Whatever your mom's energy is really positive, and you're very lucky to have that ingrained in you.
I feel grateful for it. Yeah, although I could have been a loser, and she still would have been as proud of me as she is today.
So like if you were like on drugs, your mom would be like, I'm so proud of him. I'm going to buy him his drugs.
If I was on drugs, she would have judgment about that. There are certain things she would have judgment about. If I had a tattoo, she would have disowned me. No, but she would have been very upset. If I joined the military, those are the rules of my family. No military, no tattoos. Other than that, there was no guidance. I guess be a liberal. Be pro-choice. Don't be homophobic or racist. Don't get a tattoo. Don't join the military. And sex is good. Love is everything.
Wow, that's pretty lucky.
But that was kind of it. There was not a lot of prescriptive information to be gleaned from my mom. If I'd been like, how do you... Although she was a hard worker. She went to grad school, night school, while raising us on welfare. I mentioned welfare again twice in one podcast. Can you tell that I am proud of it?
You're like third generation welfare?
We might be.
Cool.
All right, Natasha, what do you think? Should we do another call?
Let's do it. Okay, let's call Missy in Orange County.
The College Station of California.
Hello.
Missy, what's happening? How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you guys? So excited.
Oh, are you? We're so excited to see you. We haven't had a caller from Orange County in quite a while, and we're really excited to hear what it's like beyond the Iron Curtain. Orange Curtain. The Orange Curtain. That's what they call it, right? Yes.
It's not fun.
You got beaches.
Yeah, we got beaches, but the people are a little grumpy. Lots of Trump with the tank tops and the, you know, not happy with my rainbow flag and stuff like that. But lots of great food, lots of great stuff to do outside. So
you are wearing a tank top, by the way. I just want to point that out.
I guess I'm a hypocrite. Sorry.
There you go.
So basically, do people decide to like bring flags to activate each other? Like, are there Trump flags versus?
She's billowing her pride flag where they're billowing their
pride
Trump flag.
Flags kind of thing.
It's like semaphore, right? Is that what that's called?
Yeah, people do that to activate each other. I'm just chilling at my house. I've always loved rainbows forever. I'm just a rainbow gal. Lisa Frank, stuff like that.
Sure.
And then, yeah, it's the neighbors and stuff like that that kind of want to make things political. But I don't know if Laura told you why I was calling. Advice I wanted to ask you guys. I didn't know she gave you the lowdown yet.
No, we don't know.
But I wanted the lowdown. That's what I say. I'm old fashioned.
Sure.
I started working in the fetish community now, and I found that people like burps, and I've been burping online for money.
Yo, what kind of money you get?
Well, I'm only making like $300 a month right now, and I just started. So it's like, you know, you gotta work your way up, but yeah. I have an OnlyFans and everything.
I have some questions. Is your OnlyFans only burp related?
Only burp related. I mean, maybe if you like, you know, you message me on the side and you know, I'll burp with like a cute out, something cute on or sure. You know, something like that. But I'm just rolling like how I am now. No Meg, just burping. And it's the burps that's doing it.
Okay. I have a question. What have you learned since burping for the burping community? Like, what have you learned that people are into? Or by the way,
before you answer that, I just want to tell you, Natasha, I don't know if you know this because you're not as like hip with like young lingo and stuff, mm-hmm. but you know there's the LGBT community,
LGBT burping.
The B is for burping, burpers. It's not, a lot of people think it's bisexual. It's not. It's lesbian, gay, burpers, transgender, queer, questioning, and allies. Intersex and anyway, yeah, B for burpers. I'm sorry, what was your question?
My question is, what have you learned from the burping community?
The burping is insanely polite. Nobody has ever yet.
Yeah, they're constantly saying, excuse me, right?
Yeah. Lots of manners. So I've been really appreciative of that.
Is it mostly men?
Yes, mostly men.
And okay,
like 95% just dudes.
And what are they like? What's the demographic like? Like, are they rich? Are they everything? Are they white? Are they everything? Who you looking at?
If they show their face, sometimes they're white, sometimes they're black. Some Italian men and some men in the Middle East have been into the burping as well.
So it's everybody.
So I don't know statistically, but
do you have to like rub your pussy while you're burping, or do you just burp?
No, I just burp. I don't show any holes. Nah.
You do show a hole. You show the your pie hole.
Just the one hole that matters, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's the original hole. I mean, that's the kind of classic hole.
And then what do you do? I have a few more questions. What do you eat or drink in preparation for
burping?
Great
question, Natasha. Really good.
I have a lot of food allergies, and I have a really strict follow for like my chronic illnesses. So I found a lot of the other ladies with chronic illnesses, we can burp really loud and... I just eat vegetables.
Wait
broccoli
a second.
And ginger ale. That's the big request.
Wait a second. Okay. You're saying that in a kind of come from behind story, your chronic illness is causing you to have more intense burps and in a way making you more successful in the burp community?
Yes.
That's so beautiful. That's an unbelievably beautiful tale of redemption.
Thank you. Every tale of redemption.
She said broccoli and ginger ale.
Broccoli and ginger ale. Wow. Okay, wait. Okay, I have another question. How, because I feel like we're missing something on the timeline here. You don't just start an OnlyFans and start burping into the wind and then find that there's a community around it. How did you know in the first place to do burping? I mean, I didn't know that was a fetish.
I was trying to sell feet pics.
Classic. That I'm aware of.
And somebody randomly just said, right? I was like, oh, you know, like my rent's late. That was my question too, is my dad is my landlord and I have not told him what my new profession is. I just say, I'm selling crafts online. I'm selling crafts.
Sure.
Good for you. But I want to tell him once I like have a big fat stack of cash, and I was going to ask your guys' advice on how I should tell him that I am burping online for dudes to make money. But the timeline, I'm sorry, originally that you asked, that was my question. I'm a talker, sorry. Was rent was late and somebody was just like, hey, do you burp? And I was like, that's a thing. I was like, yeah, I do that all day, every day for free. That's what I'm known for.
Trip. Okay.
So I just started doing that.
I love this.
Are you known for your burping?
Yeah, I'm a gassy gal, I guess.
Okay, so I don't think we can let you go without hearing.
By the way,
Natasha,
I don't know if you know this, but in the LGBTQ acronym, the G actually stands for gassy. Yeah, so it's lesbians, gassy burpers, transgender, yeah, and etc. So
is there any way we could hear a burp out of
you? Yeah, can we get one free one? Ugh, okay.
No, I'm shy right now.
Kinda
no,
hot. Don't be, don't,
listen,
I liked it.
I'll tell you what,
it was good.
I just found out that I don't have that fetish. Like big time don't. Not that I'm not judging your burp.
Not into it.
It's just I'm not into burps. It's
what,
not my
what
thing.
What kind of guys do you think are into burps? Happened to them in their past lives or in their childhood?
No, oh, come on. Was that,
that was
wait?
When I loaded up Priya,
oh, you loaded it up and then it came out. Wow, that's crazy. So we got three free ones, kind of. This is crazy.
You got three free ones.
I feel blessed.
Apparently, that would have been $20. No, I'm just.
I feel so blessed. That's beautiful.
Have you ever connected with one of the guys you did that for?
Like connected, like by messaging?
Yeah, like were you like, oh, I kind of like this person? Or is it always strictly for money?
You know what? There's one guy who's really cool. I'm not going to say his name.
Yeah,
and it's,
of course you're not.
It's pretty funny, but.
It's Bill Gates.
It's hard not to, but there's some forums online. And he's really nice. He's a cook. And he just
sorry,
really
excuse
sweet
me.
Messages every day. And it's.
He sends you messages every day?
Yeah, and he's just really respectful. And he sends me his artwork that he does. And it's just really nice. It warms my heart.
I have a question before we answer your question, because your question is so unbelievably easy to answer, about when to tell her father what she does for a living. Do you find it, is there anything sexually gratifying about it for you? Like, do you think it's hot or is it just like you're just punching in?
I think it's exciting that other people find it so exciting. I think that part is what like is exciting for me. I'm like, oh, really? Like that kind of exhibitionism is, I think, is what's exciting for
that
me.
They're turned on is kind of hot or something. Not that you're like, yeah, I get it. Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, Natasha.
Wait, so you say the answer is unbelievably easy? She just shouldn't tell the dad.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I don't think this is one that really begs a... I mean, why does he need to know this? I don't understand on any level why you need to come out to your dad. I know, I understand... that you're a GB. I get it that you're in the LGBT community, but I don't think this is one coming out story that needs to be told. Why do you want to tell him?
He's always like, he's a pull yourself up by your bootstraps, but I'm going to get a little teary at Cats in the Cradle. He wanted a son. Mm-hmm. So he got an LGBTQ burper instead.
But honestly,
who cares what he wanted though, right?
Yeah. I just mean, I guess we're really close and I just feel like I'm like hiding and like lying. Like when I'm like, I don't know, I'm not really like a secret person. And this is just like a big secret that I have. Like, that's just Thank you for that advice. Also, happy Father's Day.
Thank you. I mean, I don't think he'll want to know, but if you're really feeling like the compulsion to like tell him because you guys are close like that and it'd be weird, it doesn't seem like a big secret to me, by the way. I just don't find it that like, okay, if you were, I guess technically you're on some weird end of the spectrum a sex worker, but I mean, you got to squint at it pretty hard to call it that. So maybe if you were like a real sex worker, then yeah, it would be a big secret, but this is so benign and innocuous. I'm just like, who cares? But if you're feeling like compelled by it, I guess you could say like, Dad, I'm doing something on OnlyFans, which is a site that, there's a lot of like, you know, subscription-based kind of nudity and sexuality. I'm not doing nudity. I'm doing something very specific.
Why would anyone tell their parents that, though, if they didn't have to?
I'm saying if you feel like she said that she feels guilty about not telling him, I'm saying you could say what I'm doing for money is I'm on OnlyFans. It's like a kind of a sexual site where people are subscribed to people. It's usually for, you know, sexy pics. I'm not doing that. I'm doing something very kind of odd and specific, and there's no nudity involved. If you want me to tell you more, I will. I guess you could do it like that, right? But I would err on the side of, I would, a silent but deadly.
I just would hate if like somebody, his friend or somebody came across it and they're like, your daughter's on OnlyFans or something like weird like that. And like, I don't think anybody would do that, but just say, I don't know.
Talk to me when you're making $30,000 a month.
that's what I was saying. Like
I have a question. I think you're right, Natasha. This is, at this point, this is just a silly hobby. And soon, when you start raking in the big bucks, but is there a person out there that's like making like real loot in just burping? Like, is there a legend of the burp community?
Yeah, I forget her name, but there was one I was watching like some YouTube and she was making like a couple thousand a month on OnlyFans doing it. And so that's when I was like, oh, I want to try.
I mean, I think you're on your way. I think it'll be.
I really like your natural quality with your burping. And I thought that the one you saved up for us was really good. And even Natasha, just the little surprise one, I thought was pretty good.
Yeah,
and
Natasha would like to connect you with her agents. She thinks she sees something in you.
Well, I thought I could see you making money doing it.
I think your dad.
I'm trying.
I think your dad is going to be grateful that you didn't tell him. That's my instinct tells me he doesn't want to know. And just tell him you have an Etsy. Just say I got an Etsy account.
I got an Etsy account. Okay.
And then you know what? It just occurs to me. Let's say the improbable scenario that you're afraid of occurs is that one of your dad's friends is on OnlyFans and happens to look up burpers and then happens to say, oh my God, it's Missy. It's little Missy. I knew her when she was in diapers. And look, there she is in diapers again. And tells your dad, right? And your dad says, why didn't you tell me? You've got a pretty good reason to tell him. Oh, Dad, well, I burp for money. I thought maybe you wouldn't want to know. So I kept it a secret. You know what I mean? It's not going to be some great betrayal where it's like, why wouldn't you tell me? I'm your dad. This is the kind of thing I want to know.
Would you want to know?
You make a good point.
Fuck no, I wouldn't want to know. If our kid was burping, it's not even that I think it's like bad or it's just something I wouldn't need to know. It's just like, okay, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't have a lot of moral complicated issues in the way that other forms of sex work can, you know, for people to, you know, process what it means to have a daughter that's a sex worker. I imagine that could be hard for a father. This doesn't have that. This is just like, oh, you know, I didn't need to know that. I think that would be my react. You know what? I didn't need to know.
All right. Well, good luck, darling.
Yeah. Keep burping.
Thank you, guys. It was such a pleasure. Yeah, I'm a huge fan. I listen to all your episodes. So thank you guys so much. It's an honor.
We're going to start listening to some of your episodes.
Oh, my God. You got a free sample there.
So. I know. I'm going to be playing it all night tonight. All right, Missy. It was a pleasure. You're welcome. The pleasure talking to you. Honestly, I learned something new today.
Well, thanks. I'm glad I could teach you something new.
You definitely did. Natasha, will you give us a burp to say goodbye?
I can't do it. I'm sorry.
She's too classy. All right.
That was close. That was pretty hot. That was good.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Moshe, do you think there's people who call in for farting?
For sure. No, that wouldn't have surprised me. Like, really? Farting, I've heard of. But burping is, I genuinely didn't know that.
You're masturbating while she's trying to burp, and then how do you time it so that you can, like, climax right when, like, the burp happens?
I don't really know, honey. I don't know why you're looking at me like I would have the answer.
Hmm. All right, well, it's interesting.
It is definitely interesting. It just goes to show you, like, no matter what is going on, no matter what thing there is, there's a person that's turned on by it.
Mm.
All the way up and down the ladder.
Interesting.
Anyway, if you're turned on by our podcast and you'd like to be on it, give us a call.
213-222-8608.
You can leave your secrets on there.
Leave a secret on there.
Yeah. And if you want to be on the podcast itself, give us an email. Give us an email. Give us an email. That doesn't sound the way that people say things. Send us an email. EndlessHoneymoonPod@gmail.com.
You can also find us on YouTube and also subscribe to our Patreon.
That's right. Patreon's got a lot of juicy stuff, and I'm going to be dropping a hot, fat, steamy, burpy mixtape very soon for that ass. So
yeah, you guys like want him to DJ. He's doing it. I don't know how to handle it.
I'm just getting ready. So if there's any delay, it's just because I want it to be high quality before it comes out. But it's not going to be very long. It's going to happen soon. All right, folks. Goodbye. And Natasha. Natasha. I love you.
I can't do it.
All right. She loves me too.
I love you too.